We're going to do not at my house.
It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Good morning. I'd like to bring to the House Committee on Business and Labor to order, please. Thank you all for being here on Friday morning. I know it wasn't the most popular move, and I know the state police had to escort me in here, and they're standing at my ready. So with that, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 583A.
Mr. Chair and committee members, I'll draw your attention to the A-10 amendment. It replaces the measure. It brings in House Bill 2731 that passed out of this committee and is in Ways and Means. And this measure allows direct shipping of malt beverages. And it also requires the direct shipper permit holder to report to the OLCC only quarterly, as opposed to the current requirement that they report monthly. The measure also allows off-premises sales licensees to deliver malt beverages without a direct shipper permit. And finally, the measure allows a brewery license holder to sell malt beverages on the that are produced on the premise at retail for consumption on or off premises. So they would be allowed to have growler sales and bottle and keg sales to the public at retail, as long as it's produced on site.
Thank you.
And the fiscal impact statement just came in, so everyone has a printed copy in front of them.
And can you tell us what it said?
Mm-hmm. The high points are, as the fiscal analyst said, it's really a minimal fiscal impact, but she did provide some explanation. And it says that while the increased workload for OLCC is related to this new class of privileges is uncertain, it's anticipated that it'll be offset by the modification of the quarterly reporting. And also, because it expands the privilege for the brewpub licensee, OLCC believes it's likely that the workload can be accommodated within the current resources. But because of the uncertainty, because of the uncertainty with the increased workload, OLCC may need to return to the legislature in the future for a position and expenditure limitation.
Thank you. Representative Barton.
Chair Hobie, I move the dash A-10 amendment into Senate Bill 583A.
Representative Barton moves the dash A-10 amendment to Senate Bill 583. Discussion? I'll just have a few comments to make about the A-10 and the transition it took to get here, and certainly have to thank Chuck Taylor and Legislative Council and the LFO and LRO for turning around this amendment so quickly. As you know, I'd worked closely with a lot of stakeholders to transition, to try to make some improvements to this set of statutes, and maybe overreached just a little bit too quickly on the A8s, and you know, having found some people that were not exactly on board with that, scaled this back to the A10, where I think we have everybody in agreement that I know of anyway. And so it is my intent to work on this issue in the interim leading up to February. We still have some unaddressed issues that need to be addressed. So if any of you are interested in participating with us in that, let me know. And I'm sure there will be some conversations going on outside of our conversations with the stakeholders as well. So with that, I will ask if there's no other discussion on the A-10. Is there any objection? Oh, Representative?
I don't have an objection. I just want to make sure industry is good with this.
Okay. Well, you know, is there any industry that's not good with the A-10? I'm not seeing anybody opposing it.
Well, any industry that's not here early enough, doesn't matter. Yeah. So the ones that are here like it, so that works for me. Thank you.
Well, I think almost everybody's here that I can see. So,
Mr. Chair?
I'll vote for this if we call the question.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I better move before I start losing votes.
I was just going to say the way to take care of the fiscal and was just to move powdered alcohol to the OLCC and let them tax it. And
oh, that would have killed this bill for sure. So with that, are there any objections to adopting the A-10? Seeing none, the A-10s are adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move Senate Bill 583A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 583A to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none. Matthew, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Beretta?
Excused.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Excused.
Representative Evans?
You betcha, yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Excused.
Representative Most?
Sure.
Representative Widener?
Yes.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Denver?
Excused.
Chair Holden?
Aye. Senate Bill 583, having received the votes, has passed. And
all you, Mr. Chair. Yeah. Your baby.
Well, thank you. I think I'll carry this bill. So with that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 583A and open a work session on Senate Bill 380A.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this measure grants the Labor Commissioner discretion over the preparation of formal charges in some instances, declares an emergency. There's now before you the proposed A2 amendment. It requires Boley to report to the Legislative Assembly by February 1 of 2017 to discuss the resolution of complaints that occurred in the two-year period prior to the effective date, and then on those complaints that have been received after implementation of the measure. It also sunsets the provisions of the measure October 1, 2017. And the fiscal impact statement is before you that just came in this morning.
Like clockwork. So, Representative Barton, we have a motion.
Chair Holby, I move the dash A2 amendment to Senate Bill 380A.
Representative Barton moves the dash A2 amendment to Senate Bill 380A. And I don't know, Paloma, do you want to speak to this at all? I appreciate you being here in the morning, and perhaps Sybil would like to make a couple comments as well about the dash two amendments since.
Good morning, Sybil.
So introduce yourself for the record, please.
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, for the record, Paloma Sparks with the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The A2 amendments are to see if there are problems, if HUD rules us out of substantial equivalency, that the legislature could either review, extend the change that we're making with Senate Bill 380, or let it sunset. And we're fine with that. We think it's a good cost savings measure. We also believe going forward that it will give us some more flexibility to address cases.
Thank you, and I appreciate the commissioner's flexibility in these amendments as to coming back to us, giving us a little more time to, you know, see if there's another solution at some point. But certainly recognize the unsustainability of the caseload that Boley has. So, thank you. Sybil, any parting shots?
No. Chair Holby, members of the committee, Sybil Hepp with the Oregon Law Center. I think this is a very a good solution to what's a difficult problem, and I think it provides some good flexibility and a chance to look at this and see how it works out. So we really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So are there any other questions? Discussion?
No.
Not seeing any. Thank you very much for coming forward today. With that, we have a motion on the eight. Representative Barton has moved the 8-2 amendments to Senate Bill 380A. No other discussion? Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, the A2 is adopted.
Chair Holvey, I move Senate Bill 380A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 380A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none. Matthew, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Beretta?
Oh, excused.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Excused.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Herz?
Excused.
Representative Nose?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
No.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kenemer?
Excused.
Chair Holby?
Aye. Senate Bill 380A, having received the votes, is passed. Carrier for Senate Bill 380A. Representative Nose, thank you. With that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 380A. And we're going to stand at ease just for a couple of minutes in committee. Thank you. We need Paul Evans.
It was just a random client.
I'd like to reconvene the House Committee on Business and Labor. And I just want to thank everybody once again. We did a lot of work and really did look in depth at a lot of bills, and I really appreciate that. That's kind of what we're supposed to do. Feel real good about a lot of the stuff we did pass out of here. We have several issues that are yet unresolved or not totally resolved, though that I'm going to have some interim work groups on. I just wanted to make everybody aware of what those were. So if you want to participate in some or all of that, you're certainly welcome for the pieces that we officially do. But they are work groups, so they're not real official. But we are going to continue to work at the beer licensing, brewery licensing, and brew pub, and a couple of those issues. We're also going to be having a work group on unemployment insurance for school employees. If you remember, we had two bills about that, one for faculty and one for school employees who are unable to collect unemployment insurance during the summers when they may or may not be rehired even. So we're going to continue with that. And we do have an outstanding issue with the engineering and land surveying bill. You may remember that there was some discussion about hydrographers and whether or not they're required to be licensed. And we need some clarification in statute about that, but couldn't come to an agreement on that either. So we will be having probably a small work group on that. And we will be having some minimum wage discussions as well. And I do expect that we will have an informational meeting or two before the end of session. So with that, that's sort of us looking out what's coming up. And, of course, I'll be looking for some input from the members for our interim legislative days, you know, when we're trying to decide what kind of issues we want to talk about in our interim committee hearings. So with that, is there any other comments?
Thanks.
None.
Very much.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
Other than to say thank you for leading us through all this, when are we going to be doing any informational meetings next week, or can we at least get next week, Monday morning, Wednesday off?
Monday mornings, I will not do informational hearings. I don't like Monday mornings.
So. Mr. Chair, I recommend maybe the representatives who aren't here get maybe an email to be here at 8 o'clock Monday morning and the rest of us not show up.
I like the idea.
Huh. That's
second.
That's the first good idea you've had.
You have to admit, you did like my sick leave policy too.
So. Yeah. So with that, appreciate you. This will probably adjourn our work for the session. Thank us again. So with that, I'll adjourn the House Business and Labor Committee.